Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the forever stamp. The forever stamp. If you visit your local post office and you can actually purchase a stamp that they will tell you lasts forever, that means that you pay one price for it today. And if you want to mail a letter 10 years from today, that forever stamp will be sufficient no matter how much the postage has changed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Postal Service makes a lot of money on selling the forever stamp because they recognize the value in the person being able to buy a stamp one time and that seal having the capacity to last them forever. Well, in business, my friends, we are also issuing every time we meet somebody, we issue a forever stamp. Call it an emotional or psychological stamp, as it were, because every time we come in contact with our team members, with prospects, with clients and friends, we've got the chance to leave a forever stamp, a lasting impression that they'll always remember when it comes to you. My friends, what kind of stamp are you leaving? What type of mark are you making? Can I give you a few key elements in our stamp acronym? That S says that the first stamp people should see of me and the stamp that we should all leave behind is a stamp of sacrifice. Yes, my friends and neighbors, a stamp of sacrifice. You see, the Boy Scouts will exhibit sacrifice when they help the elderly with their lawn services and when they help them load the groceries in their cars. They make these sacrifices and do good deeds that change communities. By the same token, we've got to be marked by our sacrifice. When was the last time you have done something for someone that was undeniable, that you did something that they recognized it was a sacrifice? They knew that you didn't have to do it. They knew that it wasn't easy to do, but yet you did it gladly and you did it with joy. You see, the art of mastery of sacrifice is an art form, and we've got to all master it. Well, let me give you some tips to master the art of sacrifice. There are three S's. First, you master sacrifice through separation. You see, we've got to move away from those that don't believe like we do. We've got to move away from those that don't hold the same philosophies, those that might hold us back, because sacrifice requires separation. It also requires selflessness. It means I'm putting somebody else's needs above my own. It means that I'm not focused on me and mine, but I'm focused on them and how I can help someone around me. And yes, it requires servitude. That person that will yield themselves as a servant becomes the greatest leader of them all. After we've left the stamp of sacrifice, my friends, the next stamp that we should lead is that stamp of teamwork. What kind of team player are you? You see, most of us have seen sporting events in our time, and the most popular sporting events on the planet now are team sports. We like to watch teams play against other teams. Every team member has a number. Every team member has a position. Every team member has a title to that position. Every team member has a role that they play. And the stamp that we should leave behind is a stamp that shows we're willing to be a part of an effective team. What does that mean? It means that we're willing to collaborate, that we're eager to communicate, and that we're open to consolidate. It means that we value the opinions of other individuals and we're going to seek out those opinions. It means that we want to work with them and walk side by side with them, to go through the battles and fires with them. Teamwork is a stamp that we can leave behind. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to rate yourself as a team member. Don't rate the other members of your team. Start rating yourself first and foremost. That A in our stamp acronym says that we should always, as business leaders, leave a stamp of aptitude. Notice, I didn't say attitude. I said aptitude. See, aptitude is simply the art of knowing what you're doing. You see, mechanics have certifications and doctors have licenses to practice medicine. CPAs must pass exams and business leaders must pursue every credential that makes them bona fide to lead. Professors have degrees. That's why the students in the classes follow their instructions. How do you up your aptitude? I always say that leaders who possess attitude with no aptitude can provide hype but no help. They can get you excited, but they cannot get you where you need to go. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to become certified to lead. Show the credentials you've earned along the way. Show the individuals the skins that you've got on the wall, not just in verifiable results, but in the willingness to learn your industry, your products, your services, the engagement of human relations to understand how to interact with people. Show them that you're committed, my friends and neighbors, to upping your aptitude, not just your attitude. Yes, my friends and neighbors, becoming positive is essential, but becoming competent is even more effective. Yes, I can tell you, my friends and neighbors, that positivity has its place and competency has its place, and we can never diminish the role of competency in business. That M reminds us that we should leave a stamp of our message. You see, when people go to church on Sundays, they want to hear a consistent and powerful message. Yes, they enjoy the singing, and yes, they enjoy the interaction with the members, but they are the larger churches typically feature a pastor with a powerful message. The question is, what is your message? Does it include structure and strategy? Does it include substance and systems? If you're struggling to find your message, it might be one of hope or achievement or advancement. I can give you just a few pointers on how to streamline your message. For my note takers, write this down. You can, you are, I am, I will. These are four key talking points that should define your message. When you're talking to people, you should begin with you can. You can excel. You can achieve. You can advance. You can thrive. You can excel. You can become. You can win. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the you can message has a powerful relevance. Then you transition to the you are message. You are special. You are somebody. You are talented. You are unique. You are somebody that everybody should look up to. Then you talk about I am. I am on your side. I am going to assist you. I am here to answer your questions. I am available for your calls or emails. Then I will. I will help you. I will lead you. I will guide you. I will inspire you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when you have your message down, you can, you are, I am, I will, you can win every time. Last and certainly not least, the P in our forever stamp reminds us of the importance of leaving the stamp of purpose. You see, it's the why behind the what. It's what encourages your team to let them know the reasons behind the actions that we take. You see, in every car, every new vehicle has an owner's manual. And in your automobile, that owner's manual describes the purpose of every single feature in your car. Your team should know the purpose of the statements you make, of the positions you hold, of the beliefs that you have, why you say what you say, why you work how you work, why you do what you do. You see, purpose inspires participation. It informs populations, and it instills personification. In other words, it gives people a pattern to follow. If you ever want to mobilize people, I tell you, my friends and neighbors, you can mobilize them through purpose. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.